In the heat of courtroom battles, what makes a judge declare an attorney in contempt of court? It's a big question for Barry Wilson, the well-known Boston criminal defense attorney who recently represented the now-convicted Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner in Turner's federal corruption trial. Wilson is fighting a jail sentence after a state judge declared him in contempt during a murder trial in May of this year. WBUR's David Boeri has the story.
Defense attorney Barry Wilson has a lot in common with his clients these days. They're all trying to stay out of jail. In May, a Suffolk Superior Court judge held Wilson in contempt of court for being loud, abusive, insulting, and disruptive.
He gave me 90 days. 90 days. Not 30, not 60, 90.
In the county jail, the max, when the customary penalty is a small fine. A sentence that Wilson and his lawyers are hoping to avoid by coming here to the State Court of Appeals last week to get it overturned. A lot of people, especially prosecutors and judges, think Barry Wilson got what he's had coming to him for a long time.
He screamed at the judge.
In reviewing Wilson's alleged misconduct in May, Associate Appeals Court Justice David Mills considered it a clear breach of decorum.
He screamed at the judge and made a scene.
Barry Wilson is hell on judges and prosecutors, too. He's pugnacious, a brawler who doesn't stop when the bell rings. He's as relentless as storm surf crashing on a gravel beach, which is just how he sounds.
All I'm trying to do is stand up for my clients' rights. You got to be in those pits to understand what you have to do. You're standing between your client and a jail cell, and you have an ethical, professional obligation to be a zealous advocate.
Wilson is nothing short of zealous. He started as a defense attorney in the 70s, but he's straight out of the 60s. He wears Jerry Garcia ties, looks like a cross between Garcia and Danny DeVito, and calls judges man. His idol and mentor is the late and legendary radical lawyer William Kunstler. For Wilson, as for Kunstler, the world has two tones, the oppressed and their oppressors, especially the government. It's his frame of reference when defending his clients, many of them young black men charged with murder. He wins more than his share of acquittals. Here he is in court back in May after his client, a black man, was convicted of murder.
Because, man, it's clear that they didn't prove their case. Well, unfortunately, racism alive and well in America. And somehow people with no evidence, none, convict a young man.
Wilson is a polarizing figure. Prosecutors hate him. He calls them Nazis or racists. Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Connolly calls Wilson's behavior repulsive.
He has utter disregard and contempt for this institution that so many of us hold dear. When one person acts in a way that's uncivil, that strikes at the fiber of decency and fairness. I think it hurts all of us.
It all came to a head at that murder trial in May. During jury selection, Wilson was fighting to seat some black jurors, a jury of his client's peers, Wilson says. The judge had dismissed a black woman whose two sons had minor criminal records, saying she wouldn't be able to render an impartial verdict. When the judge, Patrick Brady, then sat a juror who worked in law enforcement, Wilson went wild.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Wait, Mr. Wilson.
No!
Mr. Wilson.
No, we're not going to say wait.
Wilson's pyrotechnics went on for 6 minutes.
And you're going to sit up?
Listen, if you...
Lock me up now. Just lock me up and clear a mistrial.
All right.
That's ridiculous. 50 years of federal agent, and he's going to be unbiased. Are you kidding me?
2 weeks after that trial, during the sentencing hearing for Wilson, the same judge, Brady, accused Wilson of trying to have that juror disqualified.
Mr. Wilson said to me, you know, and by the way, you got to interview that guy because he's standing right up there and he probably heard me and he knows, and then he screams at the top of his lungs, that I don't like him. And listen to the disc.
Here is that disc with Wilson doing Wilson.
Because I think you got to excuse him now, because I think he knows I don't like him.
Mr. Wilson, is there some reason that I should not hold you in contempt?
That's just what Judge Brady did. But he delayed sentencing until after the murder case was over. So Wilson says he was under the sword during the whole trial and therefore distracted from defending his client fully. Then, when the time came for Wilson's sentencing, Judge Brady found his behavior atrocious, the worst I've seen in 22 years of presiding over trials, and sentenced him to county jail for 90 days.
Court, all right, please.
Which brought Wilson to the Court of Appeals and a panel of three justices last week with his attorney, Peter Parker.
The Superior Court, this court in the SJC, cautioned over and over and over again, has to show restraint. Losing your temper, having a brief outburst, happens to everyone. The court has to recognize that.
According to Parker, the trial judge, Patrick Brady, had dropped a nuclear bomb without warning. And the danger of doing that is chilling the advocacy of defense attorneys. But one of the appeals court justices, David Mills, didn't seem to be having any of it.
During jury selection,
what if he pulled a pistol out of his briefcase and put it on the table? And he says, I need this gun next to me to protect my client's interest.
The court has not yet reached a decision. But after the hearing, Wilson was shaking his head. I'm screwed, he said, in more graphic terms. But then he turned characteristically defiant.
I believe this is an attempt to chill defense lawyers. If they can get Barry Wilson, then they'll get anybody.
He's gone to jail before. In 1985, after refusing to testify against a client. Wilson says if he ends up in jail this time too, he'll consider it a badge of honor. Others see his behavior as a badge of dishonor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.